Thank you. Am I going to get a beep?
No, you can go ahead.
Hello? Oh, good. Well, welcome, everybody. This is Brian McDonald at the World Institute on Disability. We run a program here at WID that some of you have heard of called the Employment and Disability Benefits Initiative. We've been sort of at the business of building and refining and improving website services for people with disabilities and their plannings and their changes in employment. We are currently in 4 states, I'm proud to tell you, but we have been really in California since day one. We started this program in 2000 in California, and I'm taking you now quickly to the California website, DB101. This is the home page. And our dedicated focus is to give you an overview for folks who have not been here, to provide folks with plain language information that's current, that's accurate, that's easy to read about the planning work and or the intersections or the interactions between employment, getting a job, and impact on public benefits that folks may be using. So that is our primary focus, and we have a great deal of ways to learn that information depending on who you are. Today's call is focusing on our work with and supporting and working with youth. So I'm going to focus immediately on the features that we have on our website that are of value to anyone who's in their teens or 20s or identifies as being young. You'll notice we have on the home page here, obviously the home tab, we have situational articles, and then we have program articles about particular benefit programs. The third way we share information about benefits and work is online calculator tools, which I'm going to give you a demonstration of, either one or two scenarios, depending on the time we have. Then we have a glossary of terms that are used in benefits, which is very helpful to people who don't know the definition of certain words that people use around benefits, and a news section with current events around work and benefits. So in the first section, your situation, we provide content around benefits and work focused to particular types of and groups of people. And again, we're going to focus on what we're doing with youth audiences and youth partners. And then looking over at the calculators, I'm just sort of swimming around the website here. We have three different calculators: a benefits and work calculator, a school and work calculator, and then a discrete calculator only for the Medi-Cal, for the working disabled program, which is a particular Medi-Cal program for people with jobs and who are interested in keeping their Medi-Cal after they get a good paying job. So again, I'm going back to your situation here on the home page, and I'm looking at the center column here. We have a number of different survey articles about growing up with and or managing a disability. And we have a table of contents, which you'll find on every program area or every article area, giving you a snapshot of what you can expect to find in this particular article. And in our youth section, we really want to emphasize that we have partnered with and we work with the California Health Incentives Improvement Project, who has built a really impressive youth transition toolkit. And if you click on these links, it's going to take you to their toolkit, which is, again, more resources around the art and science, so to speak, of growing up with a disability and becoming financially self-sufficient and or getting the education you need along the way towards a career. So we've got a lot of different ways of presenting a lot of different information, and I would argue that in the area of DB101, we are focused like a laser beam, so to speak, on the when work has an effect on either health coverage or cash benefit programs, or both, for that matter. And our tools and our articles can be of value if you're in your teens, if you're in your 20s, and or otherwise identify as a youth with a disability. So that's a very sort of high-level overview of the content sections of DB 101 that are focused on youth. What I want to do, because it takes a few minutes to do this, and I would encourage folks, after we do a demonstration of one of the calculators, I would encourage folks to press your star 6 button, and if you have a question, don't hesitate to ask us. The calculators on DB 101 are, again, designed over a period of years to be easy to use, to ask as few questions as possible, so that we have as many people as possible use these tools, but also to ask enough questions of the user to give a credible estimate of what that person's situation would be and what it would be like if they took up a part-time job during the summer, during school, and so on and so forth. So we're going to take you right to one of the three calculators and do a demonstration of Alice, who is 17 years old. She's in high school, and she's exploring a part-time job while she's still in school. And the School and Work calculator is designed for folks who are in their teens, who may be on SSI or another disability benefit. In Alice's situation, she's going to be on SSI. And she's living at home. So again, the calculator descriptions very briefly describe who they're for, and as you get into them, we're going to press on School and Work calculator. As you get into the home page, so to speak, for each calculator, it's going to tell you who it's for, what you need, how long it'll take, and a little bit about the information being kept private. I want to emphasize for folks who may feel a little intimidated by these tools, they're easy to use, and we do not ask any private identifying information. So we don't ask for your birth date. We don't ask for your Social Security number. We don't even ask for your name. You can make up a name. What we do is model a basic number of data, pieces of data about yourself that give us enough information to give you a credible estimate. For example, for Alice, who we're going to start and have her use this calculator, so I just press the start button. Alice is going to be 17 years old, as I said, and she's in school, she's in high school, and she wants to know what the effect will be on her SSI if she does a part-time job while she still remains in school. So we're going to type in 04, Alice was born in 1994. So there we go, April 1994. Now you notice I didn't ask for the day of birth. We just asked for the month and the year of birth, which is not private. It's not private enough to identify that with anybody. And we're very careful to explain that these tools are really safe to use in terms of not divulging any private information. That's really an important aspect of these. So Alice is on SSI, she is growing up with a disability, and she has been determined disabled. So the next question is, what is your disability determination status? And she leaves that box checked the way it is. And if you're unsure of what this question is about, or any of them, you'll notice that each one of these questions has a little help box. And each of these help boxes explain in a little more detail why we're asking this question or what this question might be all about. So again, the design is to try and keep the page really simple, really full, free of clutter, but we also want to provide people answers to some of the questions that we know people have. So that's what these help buttons are all about. On the right-hand side, you'll see the column Planning to Work. All of our calculators on the right-hand side have text about the questions we're asking questions about, or the programs we're asking questions about. So the calculator session is, in fact, more than just a series of numbers and questions. It's really a learning experience if you take full benefit of the information on the right-hand side as you're answering the questions on the left-hand side. So again, I'm just sort of providing the overview of how these tools work and work to best benefit. So Alice, we know, is born in April of 1994. She has been determined having a disability, and she currently has no income from work. Okay, so she leaves that answer, no. And she presses the button at the bottom, continue. Boom. As Alice goes forward, she can save the session, and we'll show you that in a minute. She can also save the session and find a benefits planner to ask more questions about this process. And the benefits planner directory for California is on the right-hand side, underneath talk to an expert. So there's always more help available if, in fact, the calculator session sort of gets the light bulb on that there's a way to figure out these rules without sort of losing your mental health, so to speak. So Alice is living at home, and she is on SSI. Her current SSI is $737. I just made a mistake, and I'm just going to fix that. Now, what the user wants to do is enter the current information about their current benefits. That is what makes the calculator most accurate in terms of outcomes. When Alice puts in an amount, 737, we know actually something about Alice. She's living in a home where the parents are, in fact, supporting her. Social Security figures that most children who are growing up, who may be on SSI, and in fact eligible for SSI, the parents are still doing what parents do. And they're supporting her and providing food and shelter. And so her SSI is smaller than it would be if she were over the age of 18. What that is called is deeming income. The SSI for a youth in a fairly poor family, for that matter, is less than the SSI amount for someone who is over the age of 18. If Alice at the age of 17 is getting an SSI benefit at all, it is because the family overall does not have a lot of income or assets. You will find most of the folks who grow up with a disability in more middle-class homes cannot get onto SSI until their 18th birthday when the rules change because the income and assets in the entire family are higher than the SSI limits. So this tool can be very, very helpful for families, in fact, who have very low income in general. And the youth is, in fact, growing up in that type of a family. So that is what we have here. So Alice is on SSI at 17 years of age, and she's getting 737 from the SSI program. She's getting zero from the Child Disability Social Security benefit, and she has no other form of unearned income. So we're leaving those at zero. And we're continuing. And I need to undo that, because I wasn't expecting that. And move forward. Health coverage. What we want to know next is Alice's health coverage today. And we know in California, that everybody who is awarded SSI is in fact eligible for SSI automatically. And so the calculator has already checked the box, no cost Medi-Cal. This is because, and every state is different, in the state of California, anyone who is awarded SSI gets Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California automatically, no matter what their age. So she is on no cost Medi-Cal, and again, she's in a fairly low income family. She has no other form of health coverage, so she doesn't check any of these other boxes. But it is a review of other types of health care that she might be eligible for. And again, on the right, we have some qualitative information about health coverage options as, in fact, Alice is growing up and learning about other health care. The SSI and Medi-Cal world is not the end of the world in terms of benefits. There are lots of other ways to get health care benefits. And we are in the business of sharing with people not only what happens to their SSI or the Medi-Cal, but what other benefit options are available as you grow up and as you take a job. So the next thing we're doing is asking a few more questions about Alice's current situation. Then we want to know what she wants to do next. So Alice is living with her parents or guardian. So we're leaving that box unchecked. That's today. Her living situation is living with parents. That's why her SSI amount is slightly lower than that for an adult. And Alice does not pay her fair share of household expenses. She is a youth living with her parents, and Social Security would not consider her paying her fair share because she's getting a reduced SSI check, and that has already been discounted. Alice, does your home have cooking facilities? And most do. We want to know yes or no to that question because it can also affect the SSI amount. Alice, this is a really important question. Are you attending school at least half time? And Alice says, you bet. I'm still in school full time, and I want to explore a part-time job. So she clicks that to yes. And then she gets a final question, which are, again, important for the SSI program. And she leaves them zero because the answer in her case is zero. Do you get any cash support from your parents or others? Or do you get any in-kind support? And those questions are normally zero, or if in fact someone is getting cash support from others and they're on SSI, they really do need to answer those questions truthfully because SSI is going to ask those questions once a year to SSI recipients no matter what their age. So that's it on current situation. So she's living at home. She's not paying her fair share of household expenses. She's got a kitchen where she lives. She's in school full time. And she's going to move on to her new plan by pressing at the bottom of the screen, continue. Now the left screen is going to go gray as the machine does its work. And the right screen is going to be highlighted. And we want to know what Alice wants to do next. Well, she could plan to move out of her house and take a new job. The calculator can deal with that. So we're just going to have her take up a part-time job while she's living at home. So we're going to have her stay living with her parents at the age of 17, so we don't change that one. The next question, will you pay your fair share of household expenses? And at the moment, she's going to say no. She'll leave that the same. Do you have cooking facilities? Yes, same. Are you in school at least half time? She's going to change that answer to yes. She's going to stay in school. She's just exploring a part-time job. The next two questions are, again, zero, unless, in fact, she's got a very generous Aunt Martha or some other form of cash support that is not a job. SSI is going to want to know about that because that's the rules. Then, finally, how many hours will you work per week in a new part-time job? She had no job in the left column, but in the new job, she wants to explore working 10 hours a week during the Christmas holidays at a job she's been looking in the wild ads, and she sees there are available part-time jobs in the department stores at 10 hours a week, just to keep this simple, and the hourly wage would be $10 an hour. Okay, and we're moving forward with that part-time job, very basic. She doesn't know anything about whether that job would provide tips or not, so she leaves the question she doesn't know the answer to at zero. And then she goes, continue. And I have a question from Rosemarie. Does the amount format need to be specific? I'm not sure what your question is, Rosemarie.
Hi, Brian.
So if you could come off mute and ask that.
This is Rosemary. When you were starting the application, you had entered 737. I was just wondering if the amount format needed to be like 737.00 or just 737.
No, just the whole dollars will do it.
Okay.
You don't need to mess with the periods. It's just not needed. In fact, if you mess with the periods, we round everything off to dollars anyway, so you don't need to use .00. Okay? So now we're at the results section, and we want to share with you folks, the School and Work Calculator was completely redesigned with focus groups with youth over the last couple of years. This tool is very short, really easy to use, And it has a big payoff in the end for people like Alice. So Alice is still in school. She's on SSI. And, of course, she's getting her Medi-Cal from the fact that she's on SSI. And her being in school is a big deal. And taking a part-time job. Because the SSI rules, which are, shall we say, not as well known as they should be, in terms of Alice's situation, has an exemption of earned income called the Student Earned Income Exclusion. And this applies to Alice until she's 22 years old or leaves school. So if she leaves school less than half time, or she turns 22, until such time, she's going to have a Student Earned Income Exclusion, whereby up to certain limits, she gets to keep her entire SSI check and all of her earnings. So we had a very modest job of 10 hours a week, $10 an hour. And that comes out to $1,772 per month in a combination of not losing any of her SSI, but keeping the gross earnings from her new job. So she gets to keep her SSI, which is 737. That's what she was getting before the job. And she keeps her earned income from the job for a total of 1772 with no impact on the dollar amount of her SSI. That is because she's in school and she's under the age of 22. So she applies for and she's valid for the Student Earned Income Exclusion. Some people, you heard of it as the SEIE. And she will be in that category until she either reaches 22 or leaves school completely. Now notice that the calculator knows that Alice is 17. Well, at age 18, and we have a whole separate article on this, the rules change for Alice. Alice has to go through what's called an SSI redetermination at age 18 to, in fact, reapply is what it is, to see if she's still eligible for SSI, both because of her disability and because of her earnings and or assets after having an 18th birthday. It isn't my rules. I'm just the messenger. It's what every 18-year-old has to do, and it will take place sometime during Alice's 18th year. May not happen in the birthday month, but it's going to happen more or less in that year. So we flag the fact that knowing Alice is 17, she wants to plan ahead and understand what the next steps are about turning 18 on SSI. And so we just clicked on a piece of information about Alice's situation and what she should know more about. Because, again, she's 17, and she's going to go through that process next year. Scrolling down on these results section for Alice, you will see that without the job, Alice has free Medi-Cal. With the job, no change. So Alice may not or may really, really want this job, but maybe the mother or the Aunt Martha or somebody in the family says, you know, Alice, you really shouldn't work. It'll screw up your benefits because they don't know the rules. So this is presented in a way that we think family members, as well as folks growing up with a disability, will be able to look at the rules and say, wait a minute, this is not so bad. It looks like nothing really changes here. I keep my SSI. I keep my Medi-Cal. And if I have questions about this, I can talk to an expert. So up in the top right-hand side, you have the Talk to an Expert box. I've got to click on that. Oh, hold on a minute. I didn't want to do that. That shouldn't have happened that way. Let me do something else first. I'm going to save this session because I don't want to lose my good work. So I'm going up to the top right-hand side, and I'm clicking on Save Session. Because I just learned how to do this, and I don't want to forget what I just did. So what I'm going to do here is type in Alice, and I'm going to type in Alice Job 1. just like that. Alice, job one. Now what I'm going to do is copy that. This is just a trick to keep it simple. I'm going to copy Alice, job one, and I'm going to make that the passcode. That shouldn't have done that. Hold on a minute here. There we go. Now the passcode and the name of the session is the same, and I can pull up that session anytime I want for the next 6 months by just typing in Alice Job 1, and Alice Job 1 is the passcode. Continue. The bottom. Now I have saved that session, and I can re-pull this up anytime I want to have a family member look at it, or my benefits planner, or my voc rehab counselor, or my teacher, for example. So now I'm going to click on this, and I should get what I want here. This is a benefits planner list for local benefits planners across the state of California that can consult with you as you're thinking about a part-time job in high school or college or early college, and see whether or not these results are accurate to your situation. So we're not trying to say that these tools are the replacement for one-on-one benefits planning, but they can certainly help someone growing up with a disability to get a light bulb or get a handle on, well, you know what, a part-time job may just be the ticket for me without any major negative effects on my benefits. So that's the first demonstration I kind of wanted to do. And I'd like to open it up for questions before I go further, just to see if there's some concerns, or did I go too fast, or is this making sense to folks? So if you have a question or a comment, I'd like you to press star 6 and tell us who you are and what your question or your comment might be. Pregnant pause. You can say you don't like it. Any comments at all?
For those of you that are in the webinar and have a microphone headset, you can press the microphone icon on the lower left corner to speak through your microphone. And then when you're done, you want to click the microphone
and
icon.
And you can put
again.
A question. And you can put a question in the chat box as well if you want. If there aren't any others, I'd be happy to do another demonstration, which I think would be fun as well. But I'm going to use a different calculator. So I didn't want to transition without giving people an opportunity to make any comments whatsoever. Okay, what I didn't point out as closely as I might have the first time around, the left-hand side of the results section here, and that's what we call these calculators. The bottom line is, what is the result in my situation? On the left-hand side, we note the highlights of the outcome. And in this particular situation, because of 10 hours a week, $10 an hour, Alice is going to have $435 more dollars in total income than she would not working at all. So that may be of interest to Alice. It may be of interest to her family. But the point of this tool is Alice can come to this website and figure this out without a third party, without someone looking over her shoulder. And we think there's something really empowering about that. These were designed as much as possible to be as self-directed as possible for youth and adults. Any other comments before I transition? Okay. So what I'm going to do is go back to home, and I'm going to go over to calculators, and then I'm going to click on benefits and work. Benefits and work calculator is modeled for folks who are, as I said, 18 or older, and on one or more different benefit programs. To keep this demo fairly simple, I'm going to use another SSI example, but this tool, as well as the youth one, can handle other Social Security benefits, for example, Social Security disability income, which is based on the wage record or the earnings history of someone before they became disabled. But because we're doing this for a youth audience, I'm going to start to talk about Joe, who's 22 years old and born in 1989. I have my arithmetic right. And that would be right, wouldn't it? Yes. He is a U.S. citizen. He has also been determined disabled by Social Security, so I don't have to change those figures. And again, you're going to notice the text on the right are the quality information about the questions we're asking or about the benefit programs we're asking questions about. Again, you're going to see on the right that you can save the session that you started. You can talk to an expert. You can print this page. You can email it. And you can give us feedback here at WID on how this tool is working for you or not working for you. All of the input that we get, we analyze as a group in order to improve these tools over time. So Joe is 22. He's in a different living situation. He's living with roommates. He's moved out of the house. And he's on SSI. He grew up with a disability as well, but he doesn't have any work history. So he's not on Social Security Disability Insurance. He's just on SSI because he has a significant disability. He's not on CalWORKs. He's not even sure what CalWORKs is. So he says no. He doesn't know what a PASS program is, so he says no to that. And he's not on workers' comp, so he says no to that. And we have these help questions for people who want to know what these other programs are moving forward. And I'm, again, using a fairly straightforward example so that we show off the entire feature of the tool. You can, we hope, use this tool after and put in more complex situations. And we are very hopeful that you'll send us comments about how that worked for you or didn't work for you. So Joe lives in Oakland, 94606. Joe is single. He's not married. The answer is no there. Has no kids. So he puts zero, and if he puts nothing, the calculator will default to zero. Okay, we're moving forward. Joe, what best describes your living situation? And with SSI folks, SSI always wants to know what your living situation is because SSI cash benefit rates are different depending on your living situation. Joe is at a shared home with roommates, and that's very typical of someone who is exploring going back to work. They have stabilized their housing somehow, and in California, most folks on SSI are in a shared home situation or a roommate situation because the rents are so high, and the SSI is not so high. So Joe is in a shared home with roommates. And we want to know, because SSI wants to know, do you pay at least your fair share of household expenses? And the answer to that should be yes, so that he gets the maximum SSI rate in order to pay those expenses. Do you have cooking facilities? And most do, so we say yes there. If the user is living in a hotel, and that happens, and they have no cooking facilities, we want to be honest with that answer. And the SSI rate is actually higher for people who are in a living situation with no kitchen. Joe really enjoys the living situation he's in, and he is paying a dear $400 a month as his share of the rent. So with the SSI that he's on, he is not flush with cash after paying the rent every month. He is not on Section 8, so we're going to leave that no. Section 8 helps with the cost of paying rent, and there are long waiting lists for it, and some people are on it, some people are not. If the user is on Section 8, they want to say yes to this, and it will calculate the work rules for Section 8 as well as the SSI program. So this is a very versatile tool. It's much more versatile for different situations than the school and work calculator. Along the way with the benefits of work calculator, we have a confirmation page to make sure that what you have entered is exactly what is correct. So we want you to check your answers along the way. We build these confirmation pages in as you enter your personal information about your living situation. Moving forward, and we have plenty of time right now. We'll be able to get to the end of this on time. So again, if you have questions along the way, press star 6 and don't be bashful. Frank is an adult. He is living independently. He is in a shared home with roommates. He's paying his fair share of household expenses. The SSI award rate for that situation is $830 a month. So as you can see, half of his income is going out the door in rent. So he's a real prime target, if possible, for a part-time job to help supplement his income. He's not on SSDI, so that's zero. He's not on these other benefits, which he could be to use this tool. So this tool is versatile to a number of different cash benefit programs. But we're just doing a fairly straightforward demonstration today. Moving forward, again, whenever I press that continue button at the bottom, that means that page's data has been logged in to the calculator for the results section. Second confirmation page on current income. And on the right, what everybody needs to know about a return to work plan. Basic information about reporting your wages to Social Security. So if you're on public benefits and you're considering getting a job, if you're considering getting a job and not building a minimal structure to report your wages in a timely way, you're going to build yourself a big problem. So reporting wages to Social Security is quite manageable, quite doable, and we have trainings on all this good stuff. But it is something we want to flag as people are looking at planning employment as they use public benefits. At WID, we are very, very strong on the fact that public benefits can be an employment support, and that's really what these tools are all about. So Joe, have you worked at all since the beginning of this year? And his answer is no, I haven't worked since I got out of school. So it's his first job foray. Press continue. Moving forward, clickety-click. When we do these webinars, there's so much technology crossing spheres, it takes a little slower. Health coverage. Joe, we want to know your current health coverage. And his profile, very much like Alice, he is on no-cost Medi-Cal because he's automatically getting that with SSI. He has no other form of health coverage at this time, but we can do a bit of planning on that in a few screens. So he's going to try getting this part-time job. He's seen an ad in the paper at Target department store at 20 hours a week, minimum. So his health coverage is straight Medi-Cal, confirmation page. Moving forward, we want a new plan. We basically have, and again, this is a very simple demonstration. We know Joe's current cash situation, his current health coverage, what type of job does he want to think about. We have any income from work. Well, duh, of course I will. Why would I take the job? But we want to answer that question. And this next screen is a budget screen. There's two things we know about the target audiences that use our tools. People with disabilities have more expenses in general, whether they work or they don't work, than people without disabilities. And beyond that, people who work have more expenses in general than people who are not employed. Dry cleaning bills, transportation bills. Most people with a job have extra expenses in order to stay at the job that they have to pay for out of pocket. such as dry cleaning bills and transportation. But also, if you have an expense that is related to your disability and relates to being successful at the job, the SSI program will discount that out-of-pocket expense by approving it as an impairment-related work expense. So we want to know if the users of our tools have a work expense that is impairment-related. And I'm just going to throw in dollar amounts, and just for the heck of it, of $40 in copays at the pharmacy for drugs or other expenses that could be attributed to Joe's disability that he's got a receipt for, and he can show Social Security when he reports wages. Joe also has a new bus pass he's got to buy, and he's got a new dry cleaning bill to get his uniform pressed to work at Target. So those are just fictitious numbers that help us give Joe a more refined estimate of what the work is going to, what the work bottom line is going to be after he takes the job. Some of those expenses are benefit related and some of them are not. But the bottom line is the calculator will give a more credible result when we know both of those types of expenses. So Joe is out $80 just by taking the job, and we're going to model that money in our results section. So Joe has seen this job at Target, and we'll call it part-time at Target, very original. And it'll start, it's starting as a Christmas job, seasonal help, in December of 2011. And I'm kind of making that up as I go here. He'll not be self-employed. So he moves forward with that. We can also do self-employed situations. How does Target pay wages? So we want to answer that either hourly, daily, weekly, and so forth. Target pays hourly. Now, the next question is really important, and Joe's done his homework. Will you have access to group health coverage through your employer? And Joe has read the materials on the job description, and if Target hires somebody at 20 hours a week or more, they offer free employer-sponsored health coverage. So Joe is not going to only keep his benefits when he starts this job, he's going to get a new health care benefit from the employer, and we'll model that. Moving forward, Joe, what's the hourly wage you're going to start at Target? And to keep this simple, we'll put in $11 an hour, and he'll be working 30 hours a week just for the fun of it. And he doesn't know anything about tips, so he leaves what he doesn't know, zero. And he moves forward because he can't wait to see the results. Confirmation page of the new job, 30 hours a week, no tips, health coverage, yes, $11 an hour. Moving forward. Joe's going to save this session, so he calls it JoeTarget. We're going to copy that. We're going to paste that. We're going to press save and continue at the bottom. And we are crunching numbers here. We have two different computers now talking to each other, the computer you see and a calculation engine. And they are crunching all the numbers of Joe's results section. Now, the results section on the Benefits and Work Calculator has all these features that I encourage you all to look at. When you do your own session, we may run out of time to show you them all. But the results section in this tool is broken down to what I like to call the basics and the details. The basics are, congratulations, you'll be better off. There is a very easy to read chart. If Joe takes no job at all, he's going to be staying at $430 a month, as you see in this snapshot. So no job at all, after Joe pays the rent, he's living on $430 a month. if he takes this job, the way the SSI rules work, Joe is continuing to get his SSI check for 2 months into the new job at the rate that he was getting, and then the rate lowers 2 months after the job begins using the countable income rules of the SSI program. I know that sounds a little weird, but that is the way it works. Social Security does not change a benefit check overnight. They literally take, in the SSI program, 2 months to adjust the wages. So the SSI check that Joe is actually getting, for example, this month, reflects what he might have reported to Social Security 2 months ago. It's called retrospective accounting. It is the way it is, and I can't make that any simpler than it is. But you'll notice that without the job, Joe is living on $430 a month. With the job, he is at $973 a month after paying the rent, after paying for the impairment-related work expenses, after paying the transportation and the dry cleaning, which is why we put that in there. So you see he's got earned income from his new job, about $1,500 a month. He has a slightly lower, or a significantly lower, SSI check. It was $830 with no job. His new SSI check with the job, starting 2 months after it starts, is $178. But the combination of a lower SSI check and a new job is always higher than no job at all. So that's something to keep in mind here. As Joe stays with that job, no other particular raises or promotions or other situations, he would still be earning more money into the future unless he goes and changes this plan. And there are tools that are available in this calculator, once you get used to it, to make other adjustments, two jobs, a change in jobs, or a bigger raise than what we model. And you'll notice on the chart in the above, in the monthly cash available chart, we give every job a 3% cost of living increase at the beginning of every year. That's why there's a slight bump at 2013, 2014, 2015. We give every job and every cash benefit a 3% cost of living adjustment unless we know that year that there is not going to be cost of living adjustment for a particular benefit program. So I've given you an overview of two different calculators. I want to show you quickly that this is just the basics of the results for Joe's situation. He has more cash. He has no change in his free Medi-Cal. 6 months later, free Medi-Cal. 2 years later, free Medi-Cal. And also, after the first 3 months at Target, he picks up private health coverage on top of his free Medi-Cal. So he has added benefits to his profile versus having benefits be taken away. And I hope that's kind of clear as you kind of get used to what you're seeing here in this results section. As I said a few minutes ago, this is the basics overview of the results for Joe's 30-hour-a-week job at Target, $11 an hour, I think it was. At the top, you're going to see plan recap. That's everything that Joe put in. So this is a recap of everything he did to get to this results section. Then we've got timeline, again on the top navigation bar. This is really, really helpful information. It's the same information in a different format. The timeline has every month into the future where something changes in the earnings or the benefits, or both. So that's a really helpful learning experience. It's the same information in a different format. Then there's the monthly income and expenses. Again, this is the same outcome with different presentation. And the monthly income and expenses shows every month into the future compared to today with no job. And you can pick any month into the future, as you see here, over the next 5 years, and get a comparison to life with no job. So, for example, November, job hasn't started yet, so the plan is the same. But we said his job started in December. So let me go to December. Boom. December, new earnings, but no change in the SSI because it takes Social Security 2 months to change that check. So on the right, in December, month one of new job, you have the changes in the new job, and then you have what's happening this particular month, any health coverage options that may be changing this month, and to-dos this month. Report all changes in earnings promptly to the appropriate agencies. Again, we can't remind people enough of that so that they stay out of trouble with overpayments. And you can get that comparison. Here we go to January, new year. We're going to give this job a cost of living increase because it's the beginning of the next year. We do that to every job in January because that keeps this most realistic. He got a cost of living increase in SSI. Now, if there is no cost of living increase for SSI in January, we will change that. But at the moment, we presume there will be a cost of living adjustment. And as you all know in California, that kind of situation can go up and down every year. But we keep tabs on those changes and change this tool accordingly. Then we have the tips along the way that everyone has been reading on the right-hand side. Every section or every planning session has all the tips along the way collated into one place where you can print them or save them. And finally, to conclude this demo, next steps, we offer next steps, what to do next. If, in fact, a light bulb has come on here about your plan, what do you think you should do next, or what are some of the resources that you should look into to getting more information about the benefits planning session that you just did? So that is the fastest hour two demonstration overview of DB 101 I think I've ever done. But it is 4:29, and I did want to open up again for any comments or questions from anyone on the line. It doesn't have to be a question. It could be just a comment about whether this looks useful to either yourself or people that you know. So if you wanted to make a comment, you'd press *6 on your phone. Rosemarie, do you want to chime in here?
Hi, yes. Hi, everybody. Yes. Great presentation. The calculator.
Well, I hope it wasn't too fast.
No, you were fine. The calculator tool is actually very helpful. Actually gave me an understanding of how that process works. What I'm going to do is I'm going to type in the DB101's California website, just in case for those that are interested in bookmarking this DB101. I just copied and pasted the URL in the chat box area, and
Thank you.
Would recommend bookmarking so that you can give it a try and see how that works. If there was any questions, like if, you know, some participants, should they contact the DB101 California's representative, or how does that work prior to completing?
They could send emails to me personally if they're interested.
Okay.
My email is brian@wid.org, R-Y-O-N, @wid.org. And there is a feedback form on just about every page of DB101. If they send the feedback into the feedback forms on the website, they go to our entire team, which is a more organized way of than sending it to me, to be honest with you. But I would also encourage folks to, if you would, to fill out the survey at the end of this session, because I'd really like to see your comments about both the presentation and the website. in terms of usefulness, relevance, too complicated, sounds great, whatever it is, we'd like to hear about it. We are dedicated to improving these tools and making them, I think what my favorite word about this work is, if these tools are not relevant to real life experience, then we're wasting our time here, which we don't think we are, but we'd like to know one way or the other from more people. And again, while we've got this particular screen up, Rosemary, you'll notice the give feedback button. This feedback form will take input about any subject you want to write about to our entire design team.
Okay, great. Thanks. And Brian did put his email address in the chat box, which is Brian, Bryon, @wid.org. And I want to
thank Alan and Rosemary and CFIB for inviting me on here.
Sure, you're welcome. No problem. Thank you. Thank you for presenting with the Yo Disabled and Proud. I do want to also thank Brett Simmons from West Coast Captioning for providing captioning service. The webinar is being recorded, so it'll be available on Yo's website in the next few days or so, probably early next week. If you go to Yo Disabled Proud's website and to the archived training page, there will be a link there. So if you could check early next week, that would be great. And
we would be happy to do this again in a different way or a different format. If we get input from folks who are on the call today, how we can present this better or to different audiences or in a youth conference, you know, we're open to any of your suggestions.
Okay, great. Thanks. Thank you. And once you exit the webinar, the survey, the training survey window will come up. And if you could take the time to fill out the survey, that would be great. It's a way to enhance our training program. Thank you, everybody, and have a good rest of the evening.
Thanks, Rosemary. Thanks, CFILC, and thanks, Alan. Y'all take care.